Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 9 of Colossians chapter 1. For this reason we also, since the day we heard about it, have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all perseverance and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
Believers can say that they belong to Jesus, and their real home is not of this world. If you're a Christian, do your prayers reflect that? The Lord wants us to talk to Him about our day and bring our personal requests, but He desires that we pray for kingdom concerns too, prayers for people to be saved and for the spiritual growth of His children. Let's look at Paul's prayers. They were Christ-centered and kingdom-related, that people know Jesus, pattern their life after Him, and carry out God's will. The apostle yearned for believers to be filled with spiritual wisdom and understanding, and to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. He prayed that they would please the Lord, be fruitful, and increase in their knowledge of God. Finally, he asked that they be strengthened with the Holy Spirit's power, and exhibit steadfastness and patience. Our Heavenly Father delights to answer such prayers, because they're all part of what He desires for us. Paul wasn't ignoring the people's physical and emotional needs. Rather, he knew that God's answers to these prayers in Colossians chapter 1 were the way believers would triumph in the situations facing them. Then they would have strength to persevere and be good witnesses during difficult times. Take steps now to make your prayer life more heavenly-minded than earthbound. You could start by praying today's verses for yourself and for people you know.